Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks for that introduction, and thanks for joining me for another weekday podcast. We have been in the in a study over 21 days, the 21 chapters of John, and today I want us to jump into a passage that I absolutely, positively love. The text says this, "Your word," meaning God's word, the Bible, "your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. I've promised it once and I'll promise it again. I will obey your righteous regulations." Now, this text that's being written is written in the Psalms, and so odds are good David is its author, and Jesus can give us a real glimpse into this light and lamp thing, kind of like a flashlight. Now, before I jump into Jesus's part of how this works in our life, I want to remind you that when you go to the Middle East, one of the things that is pretty fascinating is how rocky it is. And so you can imagine in a day where you didn't have, you know, Georgia Boot Company boots, or you didn't have steel-toed shoes, that you'd be walking around in virtually really bad flip-flops. And so as rocky as it was, at night, knowing that there was no power, when it got dark. And I mean, you really, and if it was a cloudy night, you couldn't see where you were going. And so everybody would carry with them a very small lamp, looked like a small genie lamp, but it was kind of flat, and you would take and coil up a wick and pull it out of the spout part of the lamp, fill it with oil and let it soak into that, and they would light with fire the end of that lamp. And then they would bend over and shine the lamp so it would be a light to their feet and would give them the ability to not stumble and also for them to have direction. Well, this text found in the Psalms, Jesus gives us a lot of information about what that would mean to me and you. As Jesus was in the midst of a 40-day fast, it's no surprise he was hungry, right? And neither it should be a surprise that this is when the enemy wants to tempt him in the area that he's most vulnerable. And by the way, that's true for me and you, no matter what it is. If you're going through a bad relationship and you feel like you're just never going to survive it, well, the Satan is going to step in and he's going to pinch you at the place where you are most vulnerable. If you have, if you are trying to battle an addiction, Satan's going to go at you right there. Just imagine what the smell of fresh baked bread would smell like to the Lord, having not eaten. Well, I mean, we all have cravings and we're all tempted, and often they're not just psychological ones, but also things like people-pleasing or gossiping or worrying or striving. I mean, it's just kind of overwhelming. In this study, we will explore how we can be victorious today, not simply by avoiding temptations, but how to overcome them. To defend himself, Jesus turned to the words that came from the mouth of God, and so should we. The psalmist says that the word of God is a lamp that is to guide our feet and a light for our path, Psalm 119:105. The word of God, God's Bible, can illuminate our path in life, but to only use it to light up the right path would be to miss its entirely true power. Thankfully and blessedly, the word of God is so much more than a torch. And Jesus knew that in the wilderness, that it is also a weapon. Listen to what happens when the word of God is described in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12. "For the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires." I mean, think about that. A double-edged sword sounds a whole like to me, like both defending and attacking. When Jesus faced the enemy in his wilderness, his mind had to have been bombarded with these temptations and what are we going to do? But you know, he never once crumbled. He never even flinched. Jesus knew that this battle was not purely a physical one, but a spiritual one. Living armed and ready, friend, is essential to our journey to victory in life. It means knowing what the Bible says and how to wield its truth in our defense. So as we grow as followers of Jesus, I want to encourage you to recognize that we need to grow in knowing His truth. We need to be in His Word. That's why these podcasts are so powerful and why we invite you to share them. In this truth, there is both freedom and victory. So today, let God turn the light on. Let the flashlight shine bright to show you which path to take, to pick up His sword and practice with it so that you'll be ready for whatever comes your way. My friend, thanks for joining us for another weekday podcast. And make sure that you let the light, the lamp, the flashlight shine bright to point you toward how Christ has got you ready for this day. God bless you. We look forward to seeing you back again for another weekday podcast tomorrow.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.